Welcome to Dicey Stuff, the podcast about life, because, well, the dicey stuff is the realest stuff of our lives. Come along as Lois examines living as a Christian woman in this modern age. Time to roll.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Dicey Stuff, the podcast. My name is Lois Mattson. I've been thinking about friends a lot and how important they are. What a treasure God has given us when we have friends. New friends are a blessing, and I've had the opportunity to make some new friends lately. And that is a joy. And it's great fun to get to know someone from the heart and to find common ground, especially if your friend is a Christian. If you're a Christian and your friend is a Christian, there is a commonality there and a communion that supersedes any other in this world. And old friends know you from the heart. They know your strengths. They know your weaknesses. And they love you anyway, in spite of yourself. I've also been privileged to have some old friends from early in my childhood. Some of us have been scattered. We don't live in the same area, but we get together when we can. And we share life, stories. We may not have the same interests. We may not have the same passions, but we care and we love. And that's more important to our well-being. There's a couple of proverbs that talk about friendship, and I'd like to read them for you. Proverbs 17:17 says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." Proverbs 27:9-10 says, "Oil and perfume make the heart glad, and the sweetness of a friend comes from his earnest counsel. Do not forsake your friend and your father's friend, and do not go to your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better is a neighbor who is near than a brother who is far away." A friend loves you even when you don't agree, even when you have different interests. And in times of adversity, a friend who is a brother or a sister in Christ is a rich, rich treasure. There's a poem about new friends and old friends by Joseph Perry that talks about the treasure of both of them. It doesn't diminish new friendships, but they are valuable, as well as old friendships. I want to read that for you. New Friends and Old Friends by Joseph Perry. Make new friends, but keep the old. Those are silver, these are gold. New made friendships, like new wine, age will mellow and refine. Friendships that have stood the test, time and change are surely best. Brow may wrinkle, hair grow gray, friendship never knows decay. From mid old friends, tried and true, once more we our youth renew, but old friends, alas, may die. New friends must their place supply. Cherish friendship in your breast. New is good, but old is best. Make new friends, but keep the old. Those are silver, these are gold. I've lost some old friends, and you don't realize until it's too late what a treasure an old friend is. Simon and Garfunkel sang a song about old friends. Go look it up if you haven't heard it. Paul Simon wrote the lyrics to it, and I want to read those for you. Old friends, sat on their park bench like bookends. A newspaper blown through the grass falls on the round toes of the high shoes of the old friends. Old friends, winter companions, the old men lost in their overcoats, waiting for the sunset, the sounds of the city sifting through trees settle like dust on the shoulders of the old friends. Can you imagine us years from today, sharing a park bench quietly? How terribly strange to be 70. Old friends, memory brushes the same years, silently sharing the same fears. The thing with friendship when you're young is that it's really hard to imagine being old. Paul Simon wrote that when he was young, and now he's well over 70. But he understands that old friends share a connection because of time spent together, because of memories of the same events. He says that old friends' memory, the memories of old friends, brush over the same years and silently share the same fears. If you have a friend who you don't have to be silent with about your fears, treasure that. If you can talk to a friend about the things that you're concerned about in your life, that's a huge blessing. If you have a godly, biblically based friend who can counsel you, who can pray with you, who can pray for you in difficulties, cherish that. Because your bodies get older, your hair gets gray, you can't do the things that you could do before, you can't run as fast. You can't climb mountains, but the friendship only grows stronger and sweeter and fuller and richer. When you lose a friend to death, it's hard. There's a loss and a emptiness. You can feel cut adrift, like you don't have any mooring. Like your foundation has been shaken. But your foundation, your true foundation as a Christian is not your friends. Your true foundation as a Christian is our Lord Jesus. There's another proverb about a friend. Proverbs 18:24 says, "A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." The friend who sticks closer than a brother? That's Jesus. You don't need to have a popular friend, someone who's spread thin. Deep friendships give you the opportunity to hear what's troubling another person and to share your own concerns. It's not based on popularity or on possessions. It's not based on social pressures, peer pressure. If you've ever had a friend who turned their back on you because it wasn't to their advantage to know you at that moment, maybe they have befriended you, but now they're with their baseball team or their friends from band. Maybe they know you from a place that you work together, or a place where you live on the same street. But in school, they won't acknowledge you. And that is so hurtful and so painful. Jesus will never turn his back on you. He is faithful, and he knows what it feels like to be left behind by your friends. Jesus tells his disciples at one point, after many had left him because his teachings were hard, and he tells his disciples, are you going to go away too? And you know what? They did. When Jesus was arrested, his disciples fled. And yet, he is faithful. Through all of it. Even while we were enemies, he died for us. He calls Judas friend when he comes to betray him. And we think, well, with friends like that, who needs enemies, right? But Jesus is the friend who sticks closer than a brother, who has redeemed you, who has paid your sin debt, who has stood between you as a sinner and God as a perfect and holy and righteous creator. And he has said, this is my friend. This is my sister. On the cross, he cries out, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. So it's good to make new friends. It's good to have old friends. It's hard to lose a friend. It's hard to be abandoned by friends. What if you don't have any friends? I propose some different ways to make friends. It's not necessarily easy to put yourself out there, but it's necessary to have friends. Here are some ways that you can put yourself in a place where you can meet people and make friends. At your church. Is there anyone at your church? Doesn't have to be your age. Doesn't have to be someone who shares your interests. But they already have a common bond in that they're a believer in Christ. See if you can have a cup of coffee. Who knows what will develop? What kind of a relationship can grow from that? What about at work? These are people you share commonality with. Get some time to chat at lunch or at a coffee break. See if you can get together after work. Go for a walk. Grab coffee. How about hobbies? If you have someone who shares an interest with you, whether it be hiking or painting or singing, no matter what it is, if it's someone who shares an interest, cultivate that friendship and that common and shared passion. If you don't have any hobbies, make some. Find some. The world is a really, really interesting place. You can learn how to play chess. You can learn how to polish rocks. You can learn how to gaze at stars or identify birds. You can learn quilting or sewing. You can design gardens and grow things, plants. Vegetables, fruits. Like I said, the world is a fascinating place and there are a million things to do, to learn, to be interested in. So if you don't have a hobby, find one. You will find people who share that common interest. You can join a club. There are groups dedicated to bird watching. There are groups dedicated to art or painting. And you might say this is kooky and weird because it's not necessarily typical in our culture. But it is a way to meet people and make friends. And everybody needs friends. If you don't have some, make some. Your life will be better because of it. You won't realize until you have some friends the incredible richness that they bring. Thanks for listening. Go make a friend. God's peace be with you. Oh, hey, DSPS. I've recently been reacquainted with an old friend, and we're cooking up some fun. Stay tuned for more information as the weeks go by. This is just a teaser.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Dicey Stuff, the podcast where Lois talks about this big dicey adventure called life. You're welcome to send your comments and feedback to diceystuffpodcast@gmail.com. Please, if you would, subscribe and share. Until next time, roll on, friends.